Right, so we are, what I'd like to be able to do is, Yemeretz Hashem, go back a little bit towards the beginning and really go through Hilchos Shabbos. We were focusing a little bit more on Lamedes Melachos, but I was really using Rav Melamed Sefer and really focusing on just Hilchos Shabbos. He has a beautiful, he has two volumes on Shabbos. We actually have the set. It's actually right on the top shelf over there. So I want to start today really from the beginning of the Sefer. Instead of like picking out parts here and there, just go in the order of the Sefer, and that way, Yemeretz Hashem, we kind of maintain a regulus going forward. So we're starting in the section, actually a very beautiful section called Hachonas L'Shabbos, Preparation for Shabbos Kodesh. How does one properly prepare for Shabbos? So he writes as follows, Sheisha Simei Achol, V'Shabbos Kshurim Zebaza. So remember again, the 6 days of creation and Shabbos are all intertwined. Shekashem Shish Ba'adam Guf U'Neshama, Kein L'Shavua Yesh Guf U'Neshama. This is so beautiful. There is a interconnection over here between the way the week is structured and the way a person is structured. So just like a person has a body and has a neshama, has a soul, so too again the week has a body and has a neshama. Yemei achol heim haguf v'hashabbos. V'hashabbos yeh neshama. So if you think about it, again, so the body is the body, the neshama is the neshama. So when it comes to the week, the way it works with the week, during days of the week, is the days of the week are the body and Shabbos is the neshama. Shabbos is the neshama of the yid. Kashem, sha'adam hashalim hu adam shenishmasa v'gufo polim yachad b'harmonia. That's Hebrew. Right? So the same way that, again, a human being, right? When is a person living in harmony? When a person's body and soul are interacting in the right way. So when there's this synergistic partnership between body and soul, then the person is fully functional. Kasher aguf mekabel hashra ruchanis me'aneshama v'nosim l'neshama yicholis lavo lidei bitui. So when the body itself receives spiritual energy from the soul and ultimately goes ahead and gives the neshama the ability to express itself, because remember again, each one needs the other, right? Remember again, so the body needs the soul, because without the soul, the body can't exist. But the soul needs the body, because without the body, the soul doesn't have the ability to interface with the greater world. So therefore, again, when you have this harmonious relationship, kimokin ha-shavua ha-shalim, hu shavua shabo ha-kesher ben ha-shabbos li-me'achol, hu kesher ha-tok. So just like in a human being, the perfect harmony is when there is interface between body and soul. So body gives our soul gives the body the ability to exist, and body gives the soul the ability to express itself in the world. So it's when it comes to the days of the week in Shabbos. So again, the days of the week, he says, it has to be this connection between Shabbos and the days of the week. He goes on, Bimei Achol, Anu Machinim Es Kol Tzarchei HaShabbos. So during the week, the avod is to prepare for Shabbos, which is really a different way of looking at our week. The avoda of the week is to prepare for Shabbos. Va'ayidei kach, yemei hachol, misromim umiskachim v'yonkin min haShabbos eser kam. So what the Melamed is positing over here, and it's really a very beautiful idea, the holiness of the week is a derivative of Shabbos. That's really what this is. Shabbos provides the weekdays with a sense of holiness. Amru Chachamim. So first of all, I'll say, so two takeaways from here. Number one, this beautiful mashal between the days of the week and Shabbos and the body and the soul. Both are necessary to create a synergistic partnership for the complete actualization of the independent entities. The weekdays receive their kedusha from Shabbos. Sunday through Friday, the Kiddush of Sunday through Friday is from Shabbos. So he says over here, Amru Chachamim, Al Shammai Hazakim. So the Gemara talks about Al Shammai, Shekal Yomav Haya Ochal Kavod Shabbos. This is beautiful. It's beautiful Gemara. So Shammai, we saw this in Daf Yomi a couple of years ago. Not even a couple of years ago. Shammai, so literally translated, all the days of the week he would eat L'Kavod Shabbos. Now what does it mean, all the days of the week to eat L'Kavod Shabbos? Hayamotze Behemanoah. So what would happen? If he would come across a nice animal, he would say, Amar Zula Shabbos. Oh, that animal, that's for Shabbos. That's for Shabbos. Matzah Acheres Nahimena. If he found a better animal. Right? So on Wednesday, he found a really nice sheep. He found a really nice animal. He said, oh, L'Kavod Shabbos Kodesh. Then what happens? So he has the sheep in his, I don't know, wherever you keep sheep. Right? He has the sheep. Then Thursday comes across a cow, a nice cow. He says, oh, that's L'Kavod Shabbos. So what would he do? What do he do with the sheep? Ochel harishona, v'shir hashniya mishubachas liyos l'Shabbos. So what happens? What would Shammai do? Shammai would go ahead and he would eat the sheep and leave the cow. So he'd eat the first one and he'd save the nicer one L'Kavod Shabbos. Kilomar, b'chol yimos hachol, haya ochel tamid es hamachal hapachos tov, mishum she es hatov haya shomer l'shabbos. So essentially, the way Shammai worked was like this. When he would find something nice, he would go ahead and set it aside for Shabbos. The moment he would find something nicer, he would consume the first item and set the second item aside for Shabbos. Nimtza, I was saying, I want to point out something very interesting about this, right? If you know, what if I were to ask you, what's intriguing about Shammai's behavior? What's intriguing about it?
He's eating well.
He's eating well, right? In other words, see, I think sometimes we read this Gemara quickly and we don't necessarily appreciate the nuance over here. Because I'll tell you, many times I've read this Gemara, I thought, okay, what does Shammai do? Shammai finds a nice animal, he says, oh, this is Lekavod Shabbos. And then what happens? He finds a better animal. So what does he do? The second one is Lekavod Shabbos. But we don't really pay that much attention to what he did with the first one. What Rav Malamed is pointing out, something very interesting, is Shammai would eat the first one. In other words, he would go ahead, so set aside the better second one, Lekavod Shabbos, and he would eat the first one. So that's really incredible if you think about it. So therefore, the Gemara says, the Lashon of the Gemara says, Nimtza, Kilomar, Bechol Yemos Hachol. Well, I'm sorry. So just before we go on, go back to the Lashon of the Gemara in the first line of the second paragraph. Shekol Yamav Haya Ochel Lekavod Shabbos. So the Gemara says, all the days of Shammai, he was always eating Lekavod Shabbos. So what does it mean, all the days of Shammai, he was always eating Lekavod Shabbos? So the Gemara says, Kolomar, sorry, the Rambam says, Kolomar, Bechol Yomos HaChol, even during the week, Haya Ochel Tamid Es HaMachal HaPachos Tov. So remember, as we just said before, so he would go ahead and utilize the better animal for Shabbos, but he would eat the original one that was designated for Shabbos, and instead he would eat that during the week. So it turns out, what was Shammai effectively eating the entire week? What was he eating the entire week? Shabbos food. Shabbos food, right? Or food that was originally designated. In other words, it's almost as if, I'm sorry? But this is even better than leftovers, because this is actual fresh Shabbos food the entire week. In other words, so in other words, it turns out that Shammai, never did, a regular weekday grocery shopping. In other words, what he would do is, already from the beginning of the week, he identified, what am I taking Lekavod Shabbos? The nicest thing, Lekavod Shabbos. Find something nicer, that becomes my weekday meal. So the food that he ate throughout the week was all Lekavod Shabbos. He says, Nimtza Eifo, Shekal Yomav Haya Ochel Lekavod Shabbos. So all of his days, right, all of his days, he was always eating Lekavod Shabbos. So what you see from here is something very interesting. Shammai has a preoccupation with Shabbos. Almost as if Shammai recognizes, it's an interesting thing. I think all of us look forward to Shabbos. All right. Especially come to Wednesday. I'm ready. I'm ready for Shabbos. So I'll say, but what's interesting is, often the way we associate with Shabbos is there's two different things. There's weekday, and there's Shabbos, and there's two distinct entities. What Rav Malamed is pointing out is, in Shammai's worldview, there was really one thing. It's called Shabbos. One thing, it's called Shabbos. That's what he engages in, Shabbos. And therefore everything I'm eating even is somehow tied into Shabbos. So that was Shammai. That was Nimtza Eifo Shekol Yomav Haya Ochel Lekavod Shabbos V'Choshev Keitz Lekavda Ulekatra. So Shammai's preoccupation throughout the entire week was essentially, how can I maximize my Shabbos? Every single nice thing I find, it's going to be for Shabbos. Find something better, set aside the first item, utilize the second one. Everything is Lekavod Shabbos. Okay, that's Shammai. Hillel had a different approach. It's quite beautiful. Aval Hillel azakein, midah acharis haisalo. Hillel had a different midah. What was Hillel's midah? Shekal ma'asov l'shem shamayim. Everything Hillel did was for the sake of heaven. Va'af es yimos hachol hayimechabed mekadesh. So Hillel sanctified the days of the weekdays as well. Shene'emar, Baruch Hashem, Yom Yom. As David HaMelech says, bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu, find the Kedusha in each and every day. Listen to this. Lochein, Kishahaya Mizdamin Lefanav Ma'achal Tobi B'mos HaShol. Listen to this. So by Hillel, when he would find a nice piece of meat, right, some good food, what would he do? Haya Ochlo, he would eat it. He wouldn't set it aside for Shabbos. Instead, he would just go ahead and eat it. Now, what about Shabbos? Shahaya Boteach Ba'Hashem. Shekemosha zimin lefanav ma'achal tov liyom chol. Kach yazmin lefanav ma'achal meshubach yosel lekav Shabbos Kodesh. Hillel was so confident that if I'm getting this nice steak on Sunday, and it's only Sunday, Allah has kama v'kama all the more, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give me something delicious and wonderful, l'kavod Shabbos. So we'll see, you hear these, v'chach hayir nosein, l'chol yomes ha'kavod, v'ha'erech haro ilo. So we'll say, so this is really very interesting. So I just want to show you what's happening over here. Right, in the first section, Rabbi Lamed was saying that there is this synergistic partnership between the days of the week and Shabbos, just like there's between body and soul. Body needs the soul because body without the soul is a corpse. Soul needs the body because soul doesn't have the ability to interact with the world without the body. So too, again, Shabbos and weekday are connected. They're like body and soul. The shaila is, what's that nature of connection? So if it's noticed, by the way, Shammai felt that the entire essence of the weekday, was to get you to Shabbos. The avodah of Sunday through Friday is as a build-up to Shabbos Kodesh. And therefore, again, when Shammai would find a nice piece of food, what would he do? He'd say, it's L'kavod Shabbos. And then if he finds something nicer, what would he do? He'd eat the first, save the second. So it turns out that all the food he was eating was L'kavod Shabbos. So it's almost as if Sunday through Friday in Shammai's worldview, don't necessarily have a separate and distinct identity. They are the build-up to Shabbos Kodesh. Hillel, on the other hand, has a little bit of dirt. What's Hillel's approach? Hillel's approach is, every day has its own identity. Baruch Hashem, yom, yom. Every day has its own entity. So Hillel, when are you going to look for Shabbos food? What's the answer? I don't know. Thursday night, Friday. Right? In other words, Sivikosh Baruch Hu gives me beautiful things throughout the week, will give me something beautiful for Shabbos as well. So we'll say, so like a fascinating distinction between Shammai and Hillel about how to view the days of the week. Is Sunday through Friday just there to build up to Shabbos? Or do Sunday through Friday have their own unique meaning and identity? Of course, tied into Shabbos, but still separate and distinct. So look at page 29. Kasa Poskim. So the Poskim write as follows. The Poskim write. Good. Poskim Avosim, Shigam Ladas Hillel Azokin, Bederech Klal, Adif Linhog Kishamai, Velishmar as Hamachal Hatov L'Shabbos. So this is very interesting. So the Poskim write that even Hillel agreed that the ideal way to approach things is like Shammai. It's like Shammai. You see something nice, what do you do with it? Set it aside for Shabbos. That's what you do. You find something nicer, eat the first one, and utilize the second one for Shabbos. Ella, listen to this. Shehu hayam meyuchad b'midas bitchono, shebatach b'ashem sheyazmin lo es ha-machal ha-meshubach b'yos l'Shabbos. It's fascinating. Hillel just had incredible emunah. What was his emunah? His emunah was, Chosh Baruch Hu's going to take care of me for Shabbos. Right? If I'm eating nice food on Sunday, there's no shout that the Baruch Hashem is going to take care of me on Shabbos. I don't have to actively start setting stuff aside. Ava Adam, she'en aboteach bazeh, tzarech lechabit es ha-Shabbos v'lishmar samachal ha-tov l'Shabbos. He calls for the Mishnah Berurah. Right? That halacha l'maisa, again, it seems to see that even Hillel would agree that stamp for us, the preferred approach is like Shammai. That's the preferred approach. And therefore, again, if a person has tremendous bitachon, tremendous faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, okay, then you know what? You could wait. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to send you the beautiful Shabbos food. You could wait. But Pashtus, most of us don't have that level of bitachon like Hillel. So therefore, the proper approach is like Shammai. So therefore, it sounds like you come across something nice. What should you do? You come across a nice piece of meat. What should you do with it? Set it aside for Shabbos. Now, Rabbi Lamed says something very interesting. He says, "Biyamenu." Let's finish up this section. "Biyamenu, ein kimat mashmaos ledinze." Rabbi Lamed says the truth is contemporarily, this halacha doesn't really apply, right? In other words, identifying nice food and setting it aside for Shabbos. Why not? He says, "Mishum shebechanuyos matzui shefa atzum shamotz mamesha klemos hashavua ve'ein sibalachshosh shem ne'achal ma'achal tov musim mosachol." He says, we live in an age of plenty, and there are stores. And the truth is, if you go into the store and you see a nice piece of meat on Sunday, you don't have to set it aside for Shabbos. Why not? Because you can be pretty confident that what? They'll have more later on in the week. So there's no need. In other words, Hillel was operating under a model, first of all, without necessarily proliferation of stars, without refrigeration. So therefore, again, you know, you see something that's nice, maybe you have to chaperan, because if you don't take it now, instead of the side of the covered Shabbos, maybe it's not going to be there. Rav Lama says the truth is contemporarily, you don't have to worry about that. Yes?
How do we play that today with Shabbos leftovers that go into the following week?
Yeah.
That they were saved, that they were special for Shabbos, they were left over, and then come Monday and Tuesday, you're eating those special things that were...
So you want to see, like what? Like, what's the hashkaf of leftovers? Yeah, what's the hashkaf of leftovers? Yeah. I mean, look, I will tell you, I think everyone agrees, and this is, again, we're going to talk about Shabbos leftovers. We are actually going to have, but I will tell you something fascinating if you think about it. In general, Shabbos leftovers are always different than other leftovers. Right? If you notice that, right? It's quite fascinating. I don't know, maybe it's because people go out of their way more for Shabbos food than for others, but there is like almost like a different flavor, like a different din. So, but we're going to talk about Shabbos leftovers. So anyways, he says, therefore, he goes on, l'fichach, ha'ikir kayom, l'tachnin es ha'knios ba'ofen kazeh, shema chalei ha'shabbos yom yishubach b'yoser. So therefore, again, Rabbi Lamed says that really, today, contemporarily, there is no din that says that early on in the week, if you find something nice, set it aside for Shabbos. Right? Why? Because anything you're going to find early in the week, you're going to find when? Later in the week as well. So therefore, again, he holds that really the halacha is just make sure that you have nice stuff for Shabbos. That's the avodah. Tov lomar b'shas haknios. This is actually, so we'll say, I will point out, by the way, that there are, I'll tell you where I think this comes up. This could come up, let's say, again, a person has like a unique bottle of wine. So again, so there are certain things where if you find it now, lav dafgi, and you'll be able to find it later on. So with those kind of things, I think, inachinami, so a person that comes across a nice bottle of wine, you have a choice to use it again on Sunday night with dinner, or on Shabbos. So bepashtos, if it's unique, it's probably kedai to utilize that on Shabbos Kodesh. Use that on Shabbos Kodesh, right? But halacha lemaisa, aside from that, things that we'll call, I guess, like general grocery items, there's no need to set aside. But he ends off, we'll conclude with this because it's quite beautiful. He says, so again, so this is interesting. I will say, this is why I happen to find that this Sefer is incredibly unique and his Torah is very unique because the halacha in Shulchan Aruch is brought down like Hillel. Right, that if you go ahead and you should buy some, right, you see something covered Shabbos, use the covered Shabbos. So Rabbi Lam is just saying, again, contemporarily, because things are available to us, there's not necessarily an active obligation to set aside something at the beginning of the week, because nothing's really unique anymore. But look what he writes, it's beautiful. Tov lomar b'shas haknios, shekinia zu l'kavod Shabbos kodesh. Vari ze b'chlal mitzvah zachar. But when you do buy something for Shabbos, whether it's food or something else, a person should say, L'kavod Shabbos Kodesh. You should make that statement. Why? Because as we're going to see, the mitzvah of Zachar, so Shabbos L'kavod, to remember the Shabbos day, is also a mitzvah to remember Shabbos during the week. So when a person goes ahead, right, when a person goes ahead and buys something during the week, and when he buys it, he says, L'kavod Shabbos Kodesh, what I'm doing is I'm remembering Shabbos during the week as well. So Rabbi Lama says, there, I will say, it's quite beautiful. So you go shopping for Shabbos. Every single item that you're picking up, L'kavod Shabbos, what should you say? L'kavod Shabbos Kodesh. V'tov litom ha'samachalom shemachinim l'shabbos, kedei la'at'imam k'roi u'la'anik b'mes ha'shabbos. And again, we'll stop over here. Kos namagin Avram, who says in the name of the Ari, one should taste the Shabbos food. One should taste the Shabbos food before Shabbos, right? In order to ensure that the Shabbos food is going to be ready and a delectable L'kavod Shabbos Kodesh. So we'll stop over here for today. Shkoyach. So again, we're just going to keep going. Al Seder over here. Shkoyach, everyone.